with Mrs. Edna Beeman. And Mrs. Beeman, what was your maiden name?
Edna Story.
Edna Story. All right, and this is the 1st of June in 1976.
Westboro started with 8 small district schools. Number 1 school was in a building where the savings bank is now. 2, at Gilmore Hill and East Main Street. 3, at corner of Flanders Road and Washington Street. 4, near Reservoir at the end of Bowman Lane. 5, in the angle between South and Warren Streets. 6, West Main Street near Adams Street. 7, corner of Fisher and Otis Street. 8, corner of Oak and Chauncey Street. A well and pump supplied the school with fine drinking water. After the district schools were closed, the Harvey School, Phillips Street, was built for the first and second grades. Eli Whitney Grove Street for grades 3 through 6. The junior and senior high schools on School Street. In 1925, the schools on School Street were demolished to make room for the veterans' housing. When the new FOB school on West Main Street was completed, the school was donated by Mr. and Mrs. Frank Forbes High Street. When the population of Westboro increased, it was found more schools were needed. The Armstrong School, named after former superintendent of schools on Fisher Street, was built. The Harvey and Eli Whitney schools were condemned. So the failed school, Whitney Street, named after a devoted teacher, was built. The new high school was built on West Main Street, and the FOB school became a junior high school. The last school to be built was the Hastings School, East Main Street, which was named after another dedicated teacher. We had many happy times at the old high school on School Street. One affair for seniors was Freak Day. How we all welcome Freak Day and look forward to the time when we shall have the undisputed right of taking dolls, doll carriages, drums, horns, carts to school. The rest of the school were envious of the privileged seniors as they blissfully sucked their shiny lollipops or gently rocked teddy bears to sleep in school, or in short, wholly ignore the lapse of years between kindergarten days and the all-exacting present.
What class was it that you graduated, Mrs.
1925.
Beam? 1925. Well, our seniors certainly don't have anything as much fun now.
Well, we all enjoyed riding on the trolley car.
Yes.
A great many of us traveled to school on the trolley car. Mr. Grindle was superintendent of schools our first 3 years of high school. Mr. Armstrong replaced Mr. Grindle our senior year. He was a marvelous man who took an individual interest in all of us. Our graduation exercises were held in the Old Town Hall, where we attended silent movies every Saturday afternoon.
Mrs. Beeman, excuse me, how many were in your graduating class? Do you
37.
Remember? 37, yes. Yep. There was no auditorium as such in the old schools.
No.
No, up front.
So we had our dances at the Grange Hall and graduation exercises at the town hall.
At the town hall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our high school social activities consisted of many home parties, sleigh rides, skating, and sliding parties, and dances at the Grange Hall. Many parties were held at my home, which meant riding on the trolley car, which would be full of friends. I can see my father cranking 2-gallon freezers of homemade ice cream. My mother was noted for being an excellent cook, so there was always ample food for my friends. We spent Sunday mornings and evenings at church.
Which church was this now?
The First Baptist.
The First Baptist.
Church.
And was the First Baptist was where it is now.
Yes.
That's been there a long time,
it's
hasn't it?
It's been there many, many
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember just how long, but...
Well, I know some of the documents down at the library, we have some information about the land and who it was offered to the Baptist Church by and who bought it and... How much acreage there was and all. It's been there a long time.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, middle.
And we had so many nice times there. We really had our socials.
At the church.
At the church,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
50 years ago, we didn't have the advantages that pupils do today. We didn't have a school band, chorus, plays, gym, counselors. The only sport was football. Elementary school teachers were Miss Black, Miss Winter, Mrs. Emery, Miss Crow, Miss Hastings, Miss Fisher, Miss Mullen, who became Mrs. William Trank. And I always remember the armistice because Miss Mullen's husband was in France.
Oh.
And she was so excited that day, and because she knew he would be coming home.
Yes.
And Miss Fales was our principal. Junior high school, Alice and Mark Gilmore's sisters were natives of Westboro. Mm,
they taught, and they wrote a Memorial Day a program and this kind of thing. Apparently they were quite talented in writing and putting on little
yes.
plays and pageants.
They belonged to the Players Club years ago.
Which we still have.
Yes, and I belonged at that time too.
Oh, that's, yes.
I have tried to give you a comparison of schools 50 years ago to the present time. Our classes were small, so we had a close relationship with all our classmates. As a result, we have kept our friendship over the years. In 1975, we had our 50th reunion at the Westboro Country Club, and everyone was so happy to be together again. I feel I lived in a wonderful era to see and hear radio, television, jet planes, and space travel.
Now, can you tell me something about your family home, Mrs. Beeman, where you were born and where it was?
Well, I was born in the large white house across from Smith Street, right on the corner.
Right out East Main towards Southborough.
Yes.
Yes.
And the trolley car went right around the corner to Marlboro, from Westboro to Marlboro.
Yes, and your father was a motorman.
A motorman, yes.
Yes.
Yes, so I was, I must tell you about my 16th birthday. They had a surprise birthday for me. And so they had to really wait for them to come from the party. And the motorman was very patient. He let them run back and forth. I suppose it was because they all knew my father
yes.
and knew us all. So
the transportation on the trolley must have been so good, because now we are hemmed in. If you don't have a car, you really can't get around. Now, you could, couldn't you?
Well, we could. We could go to Marlboro and to Worcester and Milford.
Mm-hmm.
All at Northboro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you could shop downtown. Now, there were many dry goods stores where you could buy fabric
yes.
or materials.
That's
but,
right.
And but did you do your own sewing? Did your mother do your own sewing, or?
Yes, yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had stores where we could buy dresses already made.
Here, but not in Westboro, could you? Or did you have to?
Yes, we had a store in Westboro where we could buy.
You remember where it was?
Was it Denham's? I really forgot.
Right on the where the Hudson shop
yes.
is now.
Yes.
Yes. And then there was a millinery, wasn't there, too? There was a millinery
yes,
made hats.
Yes, that's right. And there was a little French lady who used to make clothes. She made my graduation dress. She lived up over Swan's store.
Oh, the hardware, that
yes.
block.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are apartments
I remember
there.
She beaded it, and it was real nice.
Beautiful, yes.
And I must tell you, we met after school at Winchenbeck's store, and then it was Thompson's Spa.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, where was that exactly?
It was right on the corner of Milk and West Main, where the pharmacy is now.
Oh, where the town pharmacy
yes.
is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So we made all our plans there.
To get together.
Yes.
To meet later.
Yes.
No. Well, then you came in on the trolley. Someone told me about the barges, that there were horses and barges that
yes.
when it snowed.
When it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't happen to ride on those.
No. That was for probably more outlying.
Yes.
Real fire
country.
You see,
the trolley car went by my house.
Yes,
so
and you didn't.
I didn't have to worry about
that. You didn't have to do anything
that.
Like that. But there was no lunch program as such, was there?
Yes, we had a, we served cocoa.
Oh.
And a snack.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember making cocoa in the grades. Marion Weil and I did.
Yes, with Miss Fales.
With Miss Fales.
Yes.
Yes. She gave me a picture of us.
Miss Fales did?
Miss Fales. I must look that up and I'll take it down to the drugstore, Blaise's.
That would be.
Yes.
The window that they have.
Yes,
this,
I'll do that.
For the graduation.
And Alice Stanford was in that picture too.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
helped us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in the fourth grade.
Oh,
when we did that.
That was, yes, they speak mm-hmm. of the fact that she was perhaps, Miss Fales was perhaps the first one to start a lunch program as
yes.
such. It was a snack program, but it
That's
was a lunch
right.
program. That was always it's an interesting to see how they've developed into that cafeteria in the high school now.
Things have changed in 50 years.
They certainly have. Well, when you were in the high school now, did you take any languages or?
Well, I went in training.
Oh, nurse's
yes.
training.
Yes, I went to Framingham Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated from there. And I worked for the Framingham Board of Health before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was working there, I was awarded a scholarship by the Commonwealth Fund in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out to Western Reserve University
oh,
in Cleveland
yes.
To take my public health
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm. Were you a public health nurse in Westboro?
In Westboro for 17 years.
Yes.
And I retired in 1973.
Ah.
I worked with Ruth Jarrell.
Yes.
And
yes.
she was just marvelous to
yes.
be with.
Yes. There are so many of the people still here who lived in Westboro, as you said, where always have been a closely knit group.
Yes.
And they meet and they do things together still.
We do. It's marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, well, then you must have taken some of the sciences that Mrs. Nason talks about that she didn't take.
I had to.
You had
chemistry.
To.
Chemistry.
Did you have a lab or anything?
Yes, we did have a lab.
Up on the third
yes,
floor?
Yes, we did in the high school. It was rickety, but
Well, now they wear big aprons, you know, and they have showers they can hop into if something happens. But obviously, still, back 50 years ago, that course gave you the background to go on and do the work
well,
that you did.
Well, it did. Even in a small high school, I was able to go right in training to be a nurse. And we had a good training in those days.
Yes, much different than they do now. Yes. So much of the classroom is versus...
Yeah, we were bedside nurses.
Ward nurses and floor
and
nurses.
Yes, and we enjoyed it.
It was a different emphasis, I guess the word is.
That's right.
Than they do now. But another thing I was interested in was the fact that if your father was a motorman, did you get to do any extra traveling?
No, just back and forth to Westboro.
He didn't tuck you in and take you over to someplace else?
He had so many rides back and forth.
I imagine it wasn't any real treat, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Not if you're going to do that. Did you ever go out to Chauncey and go to the pavilion?
Yes.
That was a recreation that you must have all enjoyed.
Yeah, we had to go, we were really chaperoned there.
This is what I was told, that you had to...
Because our parents wouldn't let us go alone.
Mm-hmm.
No, because people came from Boston, Worcester. And
resort area type of thing, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. And we were too young, they felt, to go there alone.
But they had summer theater at Chauncey.
Yes. Yes.
Which I thought was very interesting. I had never known that before. We have pictures at the library of the lovely pavilion and all the land, you know, the landscaping around and the canoes out in the water and Lover's Walk at Chauncey.
And of course we had a lot of picnics there too.
Did you did your class have the same, like your graduating class now, did it have the same kind of thing as class night and...
Well, we had our class banquet at, it's right on the tip of my tongue, Mansion Inn. And Mr. Armstrong chaperoned us.
Oh, yes.
And we had such a nice time.
You have your class will and you leave everything to somebody else that's coming along
behind.
Yes, we
did that.
Yes, yes. Well, it certainly has been interesting talking with you, Mrs. Beeman, and we hope that you can continue to have your graduation reunions for many years to come.
Well, thank you very much.